Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Well, I can also adjust it from here too.
Well, I'm doing just fine. It is my pay week for my 9 to 5, so I'm looking forward to later on tonight so I can get me some weed because I haven't smoked since earlier today. And it was roach punch. And how have you been, gorgeous, with that pretty smile?
Pretty good.
No doubt. And how has 2024 have been treating you?
Pretty good so far, yeah. No doubt. I feel like it just started still.
So, yeah, I've been seeing you've been putting in some work, mama. You've been putting in some work, been doing a whole bunch of shooting and everything. So, did you have to go to AVNs this year?
No, I did not.
Okay, yeah, so no, I didn't get to go. I was nominated, so what did that tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, shoot, so what? So, have you done any shoots this year so far?
Yeah, I've done a few shoots this year so far. I think Reality Kings. I'm Private Society again. There should be an Evil Angel one coming soon.
Oh my gosh, she did Evil Angel. You've been hitting a lot of top companies, babe, on top of your content. Let's talk about Reality Kings. How was the shoot with Reality Kings?
That was so fun. That was amazing. It was good.
Words. So who did you work with?
Roxy Sinner and James Angel. Roxy Sinner is like so awesome, dude.
So what? There was a two-scene, or you did two scenes?
It was a freestyle.
Oh my god!
Like a camping type thing. We were like camping. And it was so cool.
Oh, so there was an outdoor scene?
Yeah.
Oh shit! See, let's unpack that. Cause where were y'all? Where did y'all shoot the outdoor scene at?
They had this like little place where they, I don't know. It was just this like little place. And they had like a little trail set up in their back or whatever. It was kind of like set up for that anyway. It's cool. There's like a little walking trail and like, yeah.
And for my smokers, they pick this place because there's no one's walking through there. They don't try to pick place where people are going to walk through.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even with an outdoor set, you still had a bunch of people probably shooting it. You had your cameraman, your director. You know, all that good stuff and everything. And it was a threesome. So how did the threesome start? What was the synopsis of the scene?
Like it was, I think I was like the third wheel of a couple that was going camping with a girlfriend and a boyfriend. And then I ended up kind of like having sex with both of them. It was like I had sex with one of them and then I got caught having sex with the other one. And then it just ended up in a threesome.
It was
pretty cool.
Oh yeah, that's like a cool ass motherfucking scenario. Cause that was actually an idea I had for a DVD back in the day. I ain't get to do where it was me and my wife was fucking the babysitter, but we didn't know that we were fucking the babysitter until one day I caught both of them together.
Yeah,
it's revealed that I'm fucking her too, and it ended up being a threesome.
Yeah.
My God. So, was this your first time working with Reality Kings?
Yeah, it was. It was pretty fun. I liked it. I would do it again.
Every time I talk to you, you go up a level with the companies. So people understand, Reality Kings is up there with Brazzers. You know, you got Reality Kings, Not in America, Brazzers, and...
Also, I've done some with them, too.
Mm-hmm. You know my Brazzers?
Like three scenes with Team Skeet, I believe.
Yeah, Team Skeet is one of them. And shoot, and you didn't shot with Team. That was your first time shooting with Team Skeet, was it?
When I went down there to shoot with Team Skeet, that was the first time because I went down there like a few separate days, but I did three scenes with them.
Word. No doubt. So for you, what do you like? I mean, of course, I probably know the answer, but for my fans. Because they probably ask this question. What do you like better, your content shoots or the pro shoots? The pro shoots, the paid gigs?
I like I like having my own content, honestly, so I can have it and keep selling it. You know what I mean? I love working for the big companies too. I like both, but I favor having my own product, if that makes sense.
Oh, for sure. And we're about to deep dive into that and some other things. Hello, smokers. Welcome to the Smokers Lounge. You know who I am, Kevin Arbus of the Champ, a.k.a. Porn Rap Star. Find all my links at allmylinks.com/pornrapstar. Things have changed, as you fans know. So we have two sponsors to brag about and boast about. The first one being the hottest adult mag in the game, RodSizzleMagazine.com. Next up. Award-winning, award-nominated. We're talking about VoiceOver with Smut. They even have an award-nominated side of their podcast that deals in virtual reality. I'm talking about none other than BlushAraka.com. And now our third sponsor, because the premium is now the new home, the Premium Smoke Room, LoyalFans.com. And check out the Premium Smoke Room, 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. The tits come out. Dildos might pop out. But the main thing that pops out is the truth and the real about the porn bitches, sexuality, and everything else up under the sun. Subscribe today. And also, check me out in action in the video store, because you get to see some of my porn. So you get to see the podcast and my porn. And all this for $25.99 a month. Not going to kill
you. Phil?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
You see, I actually did business because you got too many podcasters that never done the business, want to tell people, want to talk about the business, and they ain't never even been in front of the camera. Now, back to my particulars. Also, you can find me 5 days out of the week in the mornings at FullSwapRadio.com. Also, catch me on SkyhawAvatarTV.com as well as the BGP LLC app. Now, as you can see, this lady, this sexy, gorgeous ginger, who is right there handing that wonderful bong, and I'm jealous because I don't have no weed. She might be little, she might be sweet, but she can definitely take dicks that is 12 inches to her feet. I'm talking about none other than Amy Quinn. Say hello to the fan, to the smokers.
Hello.
Oh, and don't worry, she will be back on the Premium Smoke Room. Y'all have seen her on this on Smokers Lounge numerous times. She's an entrepreneur. She's a boss lady, top-notch porn star, and very surprised she didn't get nominated for AVN, but I guarantee she'll probably get nominated next year because you're heading towards that way, and it won't be the fan. You probably will get nominated for the committee side of things. No, period. So, but no, it just seems like every time I talk to you, it's a bigger company. You step up game with the bigger companies or what have you, and how does it feel working with the Team Skeets? And these are top companies, and these are companies that girls will break their neck to work with.
Dude, okay, listen, because I've always wanted to, because I'm not gonna lie, I used to watch porn before I started porn. And I'm like, these companies, who are they? And I wanna do this one day, you know what I mean? So I've kind of like had this goal in my mind. Ever since I got into the industry, I want to work with the big companies, and I want to do that one day. Like, and here I am.
Because you've been killing it, and what have you. And I also see that you get booked for a lot of interracial. So now I understand that the business interracial is king, but why do you think you get booked so much for interracial? Is it because the simple fact of because they see you working with black guys already? Because you work with all types of guys. Let's make this clear.
Yeah.
It's more your bookings is on interracial. Why do you think that's so?
I think it's a contrast in a money. Like, it pays well. Like, it pays. It sells well. You know what I mean? And it's a contrast thing. I'm small. I'm a redhead. I'm super pale. And next to a BBC, that's an amazing contrast. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And two, they get to throw you around and pick you up.
Yeah. I've had that happen in a couple seats.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that probably the first
up one time and, like, smacked my face into a headboard or something because he didn't know how small I was.
See.
Like, I was on top, and he went and tried to help me or whatever, and he said.
No, because, see, they so used to dealing with heavier women or thicker women, then when they get with you, it's kind of like, it's just like with me when I first shot with a smaller girl. It was different because I was so used to shit with BB Dubs, you know, period. So I had to adjust my stroke a little bit. Even though smaller girls can take dick just as good as big girls, let's keep 100.
Yeah.
She can prove that. But it's kind of like, I know, yeah, because the business is made of big black dudes fucking small white girls. Because if you think about it, even with black.com, majority of females are built like you. They're smaller. You know what I'm saying? They got lady lumps, but they're smaller. You know, period. So it's kind of like, is that aesthetic because that's what porn wants to be, or that what the fans want to see?
Yeah, it's kind of like both. But like when we try to make our own content, I try to go for what the fans want to buy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, because that's where the money's coming from, is from the fans, right? Like,
yeah.
So you kind of have to, like, it's both business and based off what the fan wants, you know?
So yeah, because
you kind of have to be open to a lot of things, but majority rules.
So I'm pretty sure, have you done any content shoots this year? Okay, so who have you worked with on the content side? Don't feel bad, fella. She just didn't remember your name. Sometimes we don't remember the names, dog.
I worked with Leilani Lee.
Ooh.
Miss Naki.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Miss Naki.
Miss Naki's so freaking cool, man. Like, what? She's so cute.
She said, oh, I know that scene looked good. Well, that was a girl-on-girl threesome.
Me and her scene?
Mm-hmm.
Me and her did two of them. Me and her did one of them was a mutual masturbation, and I taught her how to squirt type deal. That squirt was huge, by the way. Y'all should check it out. that shit was on the ceiling and on the wall. That was cool. And then another one, I think, what did we do? A strap on. A strap on is what we did for the other one.
Oh, so who strapped on who?
Yeah.
Did you take the strap on or did she take it?
I think she wore the strap on.
Oh, yeah. So you were the receiver.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so subby, it's not even funny.
wait a second. How was Miss Naki's stroke game, though?
It was definitely good. I gotta give her some credit, man. She's very dommy, so she does it. I give her dude props for that one, because, man, yeah, I'm going to give the props to all y'all dudes that have dicks. Man, I can't keep up with that. I've worn a strap-on once before, and I don't know how y'all do it.
That's why we should get paid just as much as the girls in this goddamn business, but we don't. So... Because trust me, goddamn, you be tired as fuck after damn filming one of them damn scenes. Because when you think about every position we stroking, the only position that y'all really control is ride.
Yeah.
So all the positions from dog and missionary, all that, is our hips. Why, the only thing they got to worry about when they got to do work is when they're on top.
Yeah, I when I'm a missionary or doggy, I kind of try to help, you know.
I love when a girl move when we doing missionary, she moves with me out this bitch.
Yeah.
That shit be hot, yo.
Yeah, I like trying to move with them.
Yeah, gotta be hate when sometimes a girl just lay there. You can throw it back too on your back. Oh, yeah. Because I would tell you what, funny, I know when people see you, they see, you know, innocent. But when you see that video, bro, she gets down. Pure tea freak. I'm talking about even before we be hit doggy style, she know how to move that ass. Don't let it fool you.
Mm-hmm. So,
shoot, you could be a stripper somewhere. Oh, my goodness. But one thing also I noticed is that you don't get typecasted.
Mm-hmm.
As the young girl. I noticed that. They kind of, you have variety with the scenes that you do, especially in your bookings. you know, period. Are you glad that you don't get typecasted as the young girl? You know what I'm saying?
I think I have been casted as, I've worked for...
Not casted, typecasted. I mean that every fucking scene you do, they got you as the young girl. Like, well, stepdaughter.
Yeah, I've seen some of those.
Yeah. But I don't see you do a lot of them compared to other girls. You get what I'm saying? It's kind of like with yours, it's more of a variety.
Yeah.
You have some girls, every time you look up, it's stepdaughter.
If that makes sense. Like, I can still do the younger roles or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because see, to me, I think that would help with you getting booked because you are versatile because you can play the young girl and you can play the MILF. You know what I'm saying? And how much in your own content do you lead towards the MILF side of things?
For me, I've tried not to do that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still look rather young, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not ready. That's late.
You play the young, hot wife.
Yeah. I feel like that part will come later. I don't feel like I'm ready for that category yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what's interesting, because I was talking to somebody also, you came in young. So you have opportunity to have a way longer career than someone that's coming in their 30s and their 40s.
Yeah, I'm still growing, technically, still. You know what I mean? So I have a ways to go before the MILF category.
Oh, yeah. Even though, for some apparent reason, they love trying to take the young girls and turn them into MILFs. I don't know why.
Because I am an actual mom, but, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we think MILF, we think in mid-30s to 40s, you know what I'm saying? They be trying to turn a 20-year-old to a MILF. I'm like, that's not going to work.
I have done a video where I was like a stepmom, and that was so awkward.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? It's like, I can see you as a stepdaughter, you know what I'm saying? Or the hot young girl that stay next door, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would do a scene where I'm the professor, you my student. Type of situation, you know what I'm saying? You know, period.
It doesn't have to be like a sub dom situation, but where I don't have to be dominant in the situation. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, I was saying. But see, I think ladies need to know where their strength is in their porn.
Yeah, and they go off strengths, and then when they're ready for the next step.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not ready for the MILF category yet, so I'm not going to try to, like...
You're not even there yet, because what? You ain't even... Am I correct? You ain't even 30 yet, so you ain't even close to MILF age.
There was this one where this stepdad scene that I did, he was the stepdad. He was offered his shit, too, and it was funny. He's like, they're never going to hire me for a stepdad. It was so funny. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And two, also, what I love is I see you like to wear heels. Thank you. Because that's what these girls say. They don't want to wear heels.
I like sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think footwear is important in porn. You know, it kind of helps with the woman car. Because even like with the outdoor scene, it's like it makes sense for the girl, even though she might be butt-ass naked, she still got on shoes. Tennis shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got tennis shoes. I have heels. I have flats. I have... I've had these forever.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So where do you look in 2024 to expand your brand to?
What do you mean?
Yeah, like for example, like you might have females that they might expand their brand to consultation. They might expand it because, I mean, of course, you got the custom videos and all that, but like expanding your brand to like being, you know, like sometimes people do tour reviews, stuff of that nature, stuff, opportunities that can make you money that's not necessarily porn.
Like, I've never been on the West Coast.
Ooh.
And I go next month. to Vegas.
Wait a second. You tell me this whole time you've been doing all this porn, it's been all East Coast.
Yeah.
You never been to Cali? The fuck?
Never. Like.
Oh my God. So I know you happy about that. Cause that's putting you closer and closer to the big time, really. And stuff. So you wanna say what company with so who you going to see out of LA?
Evil Angel.
Well, that makes sense, because she did say Evil Angel is in L.A.
And there's this alt-erotic. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. Oh, so you about to do some alternative scenes. So we expect some bondage.
I did. Ivan's birthday bash thing. Ooh. That's where I'm going.
Ooh.
Yeah, the alt-erotic thing or whatever. Yeah, I'm thinking about going more like alt-y type.
See that what I meant? Yeah.
Alter. I'm still not ready for the milk category, so I'm gonna go for more alt and all that stuff. Well, obviously I have tattoos, but like, you know.
Yeah, because you being submissive, we can think you can have sweat training videos, bondage videos, and different stuff with it. Yeah, so it's kind of like, and two, also, now you're playing to a more niche market, which is actually more loyal than just a regular content buyer, you know, period,
yeah.
And everything. So when it comes to those type scenes, so people can understand, please explain to people the level of trust that has to be on set to do a BDSM type scene.
Oh, yeah, it's trust, like, they're... I don't know how to explain it, but like, just, well, there is a, we go over like our do's and don'ts, what we don't want and what we do want to happen to us. You know what I mean? We fill out paperwork properly and we do safety and all that other stuff because you got to have someone that knows how to tie you up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have someone that says, well, I'm new to this, that should be a little bit of a red flag. But if there's someone that's been doing this for like years and years and years and you've seen their work before you go and see them, then you know what I mean? Because I always do research before I go anyway. I see the scenes that they do and stuff like that.
Yeah, because...
personally and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, because... Trust for a fuck scene is not the same trust as that of a BDSM scene, because a BDSM scene is way more mentally taxing and physically taxing than just a regular fuck scene.
Because you're tied up and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you're talking about spankings. They might tie your ass up on that cross. I mean, if any of y'all ever subscribe to Sexually Broken, you can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause
yeah, everything has to be like completely consensual. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And trusting. That's where it consent. we do that here.
I know a BDSM bondage orgasm is a way more intense orgasm than that of a regular fuck scene. Because explain why it's a harder orgasm. When you do like a body scene or something of that nature, you know, period. So the fans can understand.
I think it's more of like, I don't know how to explain it other than like an adrenaline rush, I guess. Kind of like.
Yeah.
You're kind of in a situation, but also like pleasure is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Endorphins and adrenaline going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you know you're not in danger and you're relaxed enough, then you can just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And you have no control over the situation, which makes that orgasm come stronger.
Yes. When you're comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you, if I did a slut training video with you, you'd probably be smiling the whole time. I love females like that. They just get turned on by just goddamn me, goddamn, just railroaded out of this beat. Oh my goodness. Oh, that, look at that booty. Sex ass. So I got to ask this, have you ever measured your booty?
Have I ever measured it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because you know you do have a fat ass, right? You do know that, right? That's why they booking your ass with the black dudes. As fat as... Because one day I would look, I said, well, damn, well, she really got a nice ass. And it's like it's growing. It's growing, too. It's, keep what, it's growing, too, now. And why I say, have you measured it lately? That's right. Oh, she getting all around it. Oh, my goodness. I love that bone. That shit is fire, yo. So, oh. That is cool, yo.
It's Morty. But look. Mm-hmm. Me six bucks. I'm such a nerd.
Look. I'm a damn nerd. I'm a nerd, too.
Death Note manga set. It's sitting in my closet now, and I'm trying not to read it all too fast.
So, shoot, speaking about Megan, so are we going to see some cosplay stuff from you this year?
Yeah. I have a whole bunch of cosplay costumes already. I'm starting, and I want to go into, like, the more ulti and cosplay side of it is what I'm trying to do. Now that I have... Cosplay's expensive. So now that I have the money to do it, I can do it. Like,
yeah, because I ain't going to front girls sleep on the cosplay side of things, because not only that... If you play your cards right, you can actually go to some of these damn Comic Cons.
I'm such a nerd. I'm ready to go to a Comic Con convention. That's why I have some of the cosplays. And, like, yeah.
I'm trying to dress. If I go, I'm trying to dress up as a Star Wars character.
And porn and everything else. So, like, you know what I mean? I can end up wearing cosplays to the conventions.
Yeah. Because to be honest with you, the game is going back to storytelling. It's no longer just 6 minute fuck scenes, because the fans got tired of that shit. And I told people that shit, but y'all didn't believe me. And to me, cosplay is very important to storytelling. Because you tap into fandom, you know, because I'm here to tell you, as a Star Wars fan, got my attention.
There's anime, right? There's also hentai. You can read and watch anime porn, okay? That's the porn that I like. I prefer anime or, like, hentai, reading it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my favorite. I like making human porn, but my favorite is, like, I'm a waifu nerd.
Like, I mean, because we head toward that because of AI.
Yeah.
To some point.
Yeah.
We head toward that towards when it comes to AI, because eventually there will
be AI. Has been like, AI made the anime porn more popular.
Yeah.
But there's always been hentai and anime and cosplay porn. But the AI thing is just, it's making its rounds. It's kind of cool. It's bringing up the weirdness. I like it.
So what anime character do you want to play in a porn?
In a porn?
Yeah.
Mitsuri from Demon Slayer, eventually. Mm-hmm. I have a Docky one from Demon Slayer. God, there's so many, dude.
Demon Slayer is one of my favorites. I saw the live action one on Netflix. I went nuts. That shit was good.
Have you seen Jujutsu Kaisen?
No, not yet.
Good one.
Mmm.
Death Note is a good one.
No, I'm going to tell you the one that I would love for a girl to do, if I was able to do it, Attack on the Titans, because I love the outfit, you know what I'm saying, for a female to wear it. And the La Kill outfit, I think.
Kill La Kill and Attack of Titans are on my Crunchyroll watch list.
La Kill, trust me, you see that outfit, you can be like, I got to have it. Because it's just crazy, because it's a very sexed up schoolgirl outfit. And I would love to see a girl do a scene in that shit, because that shit would be fire.
I'm such a nerd, too. I like Jujutsu Kaisen. I want to do some male cosplays converted over. I want to do a Light Yagami, there's from Death Note, and then there's the Nier, and then there's Muzan, which is male and female from Demon Slayer. There is a lot of them that I want to do. Mahito from Jujutsu Kaisen, he's just cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check out that damn anime. Because I'm anime buff. I love it.
Get you a Crunchyroll subscription. I think all of the anime is just up there now.
Because people don't realize we so far behind with the anime. Y'all, dude, we just catch up with Naruto having a son. This dude done had three sons. In Japan, he's an old guy now. I've
seen the regular Naruto, and I've always been an anime fan. I used to draw all the time in school. Anime. Mm-hmm. All the time. Like, I read anime all the time. Like, I prepared myself for this.
Like, it used to mess me up with, I used to read manga. Because, see, when people realize manga, they go from, what is it, right to left, while we go from left to right with the reading.
Yeah, I could show you.
Yeah, it's like you read from the back of the book to the front, which is kind of fire. So our dumbass begin to begin and be like, wait a second, this is the end. You see, that's one after my own heart.
You read it this
way. Yeah. And that's crazy because...
And then it tells you that you read it this way.
Yeah. And what's crazy is that's how all the Japanese manga books are. You know, period. Because even with me, because it's funny, because like I had gotten back in the day when I was getting comic books, I got these comic books called Oriental Heroes. They were from China, and they read from, you know, say left to right or what have you. But Japan, all their stuff, comic books, all that is from left to right, which is so intriguing to me.
Yeah,
I love it. So, oh my goodness, yes, you talk, when you say nerd, you speak to the choir, because I'm still trying to get a lightsaber. I will get my lightsaber, I will, and I will be-
I have a Demon Slayer sword, bro.
Stop playing, okay.
I'm not playing with
it. I used to have katanas, and I lost them shits. I'm all about the Japanese culture. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a handmade one from Japan. This is Miss Kanao's sword.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. I had a katana and I had a ninja sword. At one time, and I had lost both of them when I moved my mom's house. That is beautiful, yo. See, that what I wanted to do, be like a sword collector, because I wanted to get like Excalibur. I wanted the blade sword. There was another sword that I definitely wanted to get, the Excalibur one. And my favorite sword of all time is the Claymores. The Scotty sword, them big ass motherfuckers. But hell yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think Japanese I'm all for. So now let's get to the meat of the matter, because this young sexy lady hit me up, says it's something she wanted to talk about. And what we're going to talk about today is how us sex workers are discriminated on in all walks of life. So the floor is yours, baby. Go ahead.
Okay. With discrimination, it's like banks, as soon as they find out what your job is, they kind of like shun you.
Yeah.
It makes sense? In certain money apps, like.
Yeah, PayPal, one of the biggest ones.
New money apps that are coming out or whatever, and then they find out what you do, and then they ban you. And then when you get and go to, I went, when I lived in another state, to an OBGYN, mm-hmm. the one that I was seeing while I was pregnant and stuff like that. And as soon as he found out what I did, his whole vibe and attitude while dealing with me as a patient, kind of like, it was negative. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because every time I went in there, he was great. He was like, yes, more positive. And then as soon as I was opened up to him about what I did for a living, because that's what you're supposed to do as a sexual health doctor.
Yeah.
You know, if you ask me if I'm sexually active, you're not supposed to, like, shit on me for being sexually active.
Yeah, because even with the health department, I had to lie. Because the frequency I was going up there, I had them girls thinking I was cheating on my wife. I was getting side-eyed like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, and then, like, as soon as you tell him that you do any type of sex work, his attitude changed towards me. Like, it was just negative, and I stopped going. Like, he didn't say anything, but the way he treated me, like, he was just, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I said this before. Porn stars just don't have a 9-to-5 because they're not making enough money. That's not always the case. Sometimes having a 9-to-5 help us move around the world easier. Because, like, even with my situation, I had a hard time renting apartments because when it comes to, part of the reason why they, it's not just because we do sex work, it's also they know that our money is based off of sales. So to them, and it's not just porn. Now, porn, where our discrimination comes because of the work we do.
Yeah.
Because of sex. But we're not the only one that goes through this. You got YouTubers that go through. Anybody that runs their own business and does content, a lot of renters, a lot of places is not going to rent to you because they
question. Even an influencer isn't taken seriously.
Yeah. Because they don't take it as a real job. But reason why, because we don't get a salary.
And it's hard to tax.
Yeah. Because to be honest with you, a lot of us don't pay taxes no goddamn way on our phone. We might pay them W-9s, but unless you make a certain amount, you ain't got to worry about the goddamn, you ain't got to worry about mentioning that shit and stuff. I even heard about girls in Vegas having a hard time getting an apartment. They had to find an apartment complex that was friendly to porn stars. You know, which is crazy as fuck, because if I'm able to pay the rent, why can't you rent to me?
Yeah, you know,
and I'm a porn star. Y'all rent the fucking drug deals like it ain't shit. So is it, the discrimination, is it because our business is based around sex and not just the funds? Because even with content creators, they ain't got to worry about the banks for so much. We have to. So, because even when I think about with PayPal shut down my wife's account because it was saying suspicious stuff, suspicion of sex work. I'm like, huh? She ain't even get no money to PayPal. Everyone sent up money cash out.
Yeah. It's just like, no, like, you know, I'm not like trying to be like, well, I want everybody to be forced to accept what we do, but like, just be nice to us. You know, we work and make a living too. Why are we any different?
No, I feel they should accept.
And like, also, I have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go to school. What if they get bullied because of what I do? That's not fair. You can't, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, your mom's a porn star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, I feel like in the future, I might not have a safe space for my kid to go to school.
Well, see, I ain't even going front in this day and age. Now, it's better than what it was when I came in the game. Because porn has now became normalized to watch. You feel me? Not necessarily normalized to be in. We still working on that. Even though everybody mama, when times get hard, guess what they end up doing? Celebrities and all, they get her OnlyFans and want to bust it open just like her.
Yeah.
But they want to judge her. Bullshit, but I digress.
Yeah, and then when she goes to school, they're going to be like, oh, well, you must be a product of porn, so does your mom even know who the dad is? You know, I'm not ready for that.
Yeah. But see, I think...
And I'm not ready for a teacher or anyone else treating her different. You know, that's...
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the biggest word, but see, this is my thing that I tell anybody. Is that it begins in the home. Alerting it, like when I had a conversation with my sister, it was years ago. She's like, do the kids know y'all do what I said? Yeah, they know. And shit, and especially my biological, the damn baby mamas were damn sure telling them. But the thing of it is that I think that the generation of parents coming up now, they're gonna be a little bit more open and may not, your child may not have to go through what children from my generation might have to go through if their parents was porn stars. Because
I was bullied in school. I wasn't bullied for what my parents' job was, but yeah. I was bullied for other personal things, for like, you know, what I look like, my hair, and you know, all that shit. Like, and I don't want her to go through the same thing because it's what I do for a living, and a lot of people are like mean because their mom has OnlyFans. You know, it's people are mean. Like,
yes. Oh yeah. But see, I'm gonna tell you where I put the onus is on. It's not on the child, the parent, because they sit back and listen to the parent talk shit. You know, period. Even though the parent is actually buying and subscribing to her site, the daddy. Guaranteed. Because that's where it come from. Oh, she busted open on OnlyFans. Yeah, I don't know who the hell her husband, why her husband even let her do that. You know, period. I even talked to somebody that their baby daddy took them to court trying to say that they filmed while the baby's there. You know, period. Yeah. It's crazy like that, you know. And then I did have, in my personal experience, my youngest daughter's mother brought up the fact I did porn in the court proceedings for child support. Now, what's funny was the judge said, ma'am, what he doing his personal life, I really don't give a damn, as long as he pay the child support. As long as he ain't filming with the child in the house, why do I care? You know, period. But I just think that the problem is that because of what we do, even though we do nothing, what's crazy to me is this shit is a legal profession.
Yeah.
It's a legal profession. It's in the employment guide.
It really ain't hurting nobody, really, as long as you do it safely.
Mm-hmm. But see, the thing about it is about a person's morality, which it ain't even, how can I put this? It's about a person's morality and that Bible thumping mentality, you know, period, which is funny because Christians are the most sexually suppressed people on the planet. I digress. Yeah, they are. Why you think so many Catholic priests love boys?
Ooh.
Yeah, I said.
But yeah, like in growing up, I've had some religious family members, and now I was like, afraid. Like, I was scared as shit to like tell them what I did for a living. Mm-hmm. And like, some of them that have different religions or whatever, you know, they're accepting, surprisingly. I was shocked. I was like, oh, damn, you still love me. Like, you know?
And that feels good, don't it?
Yeah, it feels good. So, why can't like the general public, you know?
The reason
I'm not wanting to say, well, you have to accept me, just be nice, you know?
The reason why the general public does not accept it is because the simple fact that, once again, they love watching it. They just don't respect the people that's in it. And the reason why, and I told everybody think they can fuck. So when you think you can do something just as good or better than the person that you're watching, you're not going to respect the profession. And that would happen in this day and age with the content creator. Because it then got so easy for people to get into the business and to start it, they don't respect it.
Like, they watch it, but they're embarrassed. So they hate on it, or it's jealousy, I believe. I don't know.
Combination of both.
I really just wish everyone would be nice, honestly.
Yeah. Because yeah, because to be honest with you, you can't help what profession you choose to do. You know, period. At the end of the day, and what's so funny is I've been, just like you hear people say, well, porn stars can't get jobs. No, it's certain jobs they can't get. Healthcare, they keep a job. You know how many nurses is in porn and got OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm.
People, yeah, when it comes to life or death, they don't give a fuck if you suck a dick on camera.
Right.
and trust and believe. But no, but it's kind of like I said, to me, it's funny how they don't accept porn stars, but yet they...
Honestly, I would like a porn star as a doctor operating on me, because at least I know they're good with their fucking hands.
I'm saying.
Like...
And I'm saying, you ain't got to worry about having that funny look. He might be like, oh, well, why are you helping you out? You want to work together? You know, I do have OnlyFans.
You know, because, like, if you're good at surgery and you're good at porn, you're good with your hands in porn, so...
Yeah. But see, but like I said, I think the thing about it is that when it comes to the porn business, is that, like I said again, a lot of people, it's because we do sex. Even though no different, Hollywood, they just don't do penetration. But them sex scenes look just as real as the shit that we doing. You know what I'm saying? But you don't hear them get flat because it's Hollywood, you know, period. And I always been taught, my mama said it best. Y'all know what she's Mama Lucas said. Never be ashamed of what you got to do to feed your family. Cause everybody ain't meant to be the president.
That's what my mom and them said. Like, they're like, well, you're doing better than you were. Because I did struggle with some issues, like, you know, addiction and stuff. And I'm not going to lie. I'm human. I'm not perfect. I've struggled with addiction. And I'm clean for, like, years now. And they're like, well, you're not doing what you were doing, and you're progressing, and you have a living, and you're taking care of your family. So what do we have to be upset about?
Yeah, because sometimes, believe it or not, porn makes a person a better person, because now it makes you more focused. It makes you, because sometimes becoming a business person makes you more responsible in your personal life. You know?
Yeah. And as soon as I became a mom, I was like, I have to grow up at some point. And, like, you know, I'm trying to do this for... The kid, not to, like, hurt. So I kind of just want to, like, be able to exist too with other
people. Because it's keeping money. Porn is feeding families. It's creating generational wealth, you know, period. So to me, the porn is right now making I'm going to tell you the real reason why a lot of these motherfuckers got issues. Because a lot of you ladies are becoming independent. A lot of y'all ladies are becoming business owners because of this business. And men don't like it. Because the reason why, because just like you got all these men that complain and talk about, my woman made more money than me. She made more money than me. Ooh, no. If she's a boss chick, I can't tell her nothing. That's why. Because that old man mentality. And the sad part is, it also in some of the women in this world.
Yes. It's not just men. It's both.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, men and women that do it. You know, well, my man makes more or my woman makes more. Why does it matter? Just be together. We do this together, me and my husband. Like, why does it, you know?
Yeah.
We do this
so together. It's kind of like, like I said, this business allows a lady to become a business upon her own. Because I even hear motherfuckers don't, like, when they talk about the IG model, what the hell did she do to make money as an IG model? A lot, motherfucker, a lot.
A lot. But then you always hear, like, well, she's just using me for my money. And then when we go and get our own money,
it's a problem.
It's like, I'm confused. What do you want me to do?
I told you, they want you to be a virgin and broke. That's what they want. Virgin and broke. That's what they want. And then complain that when you're a virgin, you ain't fucking good. So they end up cheating on you. And if you broke, they complain about that. Why you can't get a job? Why you can't make money? Because I even think about when girls, I had this conversation about if a girl decided she wanted to do OnlyFans. They might have been in a long-term relationship, decided she wanted to do OnlyFans because she sees the money that's being made and she feels she can do it. 9 times out of 10, the guy at first had no issue until his boys find out. That's when the issue begins. Or if he has an issue, first thing come out of his mouth, well, what will my friends think? Why do you give a fuck about what your friends think? You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like to me, but if she said, I want to start a business making cookies, oh, it's all gravy. But as soon as that business ain't making money with cookies, you complaining. But if she sit here and do this OnlyFans, she bringing in six figures and bills is being paid. Oh, it's cool until your homie sit here and say, man, you gonna let you letting some other dude pay for your house? I actually heard that from somebody.
Dude.
You gonna let somebody else take care of your house?
Yes, because it's 2024. That shit is a struggle. I appreciate the help.
Basically, I'd be like, you damn right. Because I'm sorry. To me, that's the greatest thing to let me know how bad of a chick I got is when motherfuckers paying to watch her. Paying to see her. If that's not an indication you got a baddie, then motherfucker, what indication do you need? You know, period. So it's kind of like to me, but like I said, it's because men, we do things for other men. And that's our problem. We're so worried about that damn barber and what the fuck he gonna think, even though he don't pay a bill in the goddamn house and probably wanna fuck your wife. You care about what he thinks.
Which he's probably subscribing under an anonymous name on the side anyway.
I'm saying how this be, yeah, man. I heard. You're like, right here, talking to I heard your girl's on OnlyFans. No, motherfucker, you saw she was on OnlyFans because you subscribed. Stop.
I think I may have saw her by accident. I heard that too. I was watching and I wasn't even looking. I swear I wasn't.
I swear I wasn't jerking off to her, man. I swear I did not come to her.
But I just saw. Like.
Yeah, but see, that was crazy about men. I tell women this. We are three times more petty than y'all ever would be. Because y'all don't care about the next bitch as much as we care about the next dude. What they think. You know, period. Because all it takes for a dude, because I didn't see it too many times. A dude, you see a dude, he'll date a girl in the strip club. He ain't got no problem with it until his homeboy say something. Now he wants off the pole. Don't give a damn whether she enjoys making her own money. Don't give a damn whether she enjoys working the pole. Because some girls enjoy stripping. There's females, people that actually enjoy doing porn, fellas. That love this as a career.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it, but it's not like I do it strictly for pleasure. It is my career. Yeah. But I enjoy it. It's a career that I enjoy.
Yeah. Which is a misconception that a lot of fans don't get. This is a business. It just so happens we have sex with it. We can't help the sex is good. Sometimes the sex is not. Just to believe, not every damn set is a breeze. So that's
and it's not
is.
All just sex either. We don't just get there. The time we get there, we just fuck no, it's paperwork and set up and all that other stuff.
Do y'all realize how hard it is that you get there on set, you horned in the motherfucker. And some of y'all
it's like this much and then everything else is like set up and paperwork and marketing and all editing. Yeah, it's like
she had the picture the work. The photo shoot take longer than the scene. So imagine you in Bell County, you waiting for like 2 hours with this photo shoot. Then when you finally get to shoot with it, it's all 15 minutes. It's all 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So you been there all day. You like, damn, I only got 15 minutes of sex. Yeah, motherfucker.
If it was easy, everybody would do it.
Fuck yeah, but see, people think, but see, because we a sheep.
Because they think OnlyFans is easy, they think the whole porn industry is easy. It's
there you go. But see, that was because OnlyFans hyped up Miss B Nasty, hyped up these civilians who was making money on OnlyFans. Now, here's the funny part. OnlyFans never said they were averaging six figures. Oh, I made six figures. That was 1 month. That wasn't over a year. 1 month that they was. Because I never forget that Selena Powell, she screamed, she made $1 million on OnlyFans. The next month, she doing $3 for the next 30 spots. if you made $1 million, why are you discounting?
Right.
So actually, OnlyFans lied to y'all with some of this shit. Cause some of these motherfuckers didn't make that damn money like that. They over exaggerate how much these people make money.
When you catch the algorithm at the right time.
Yeah.
It's all about algorithm with these sites now.
Yes. Which is so true. Because you know, I was telling people, I said OnlyFans did a campaign social media wise and news wise to gain more traffic and to get more of you regular folk to get an OnlyFans page. Because the more traffic they got, the more they can sell to advertisers, because that's more information they get. Because think about this. Amy, how many dudes have you filmed with, content-wise, just off the top of your dome?
Like 150.
She didn't work with 150 dudes.
But that includes gangbangs, though, not...
Yeah. It's a point I'm trying to make. That's 150 addresses and IDs and social security numbers that OnlyFans can sell to an advertiser.
Why do they need our social security number? Because, like, I just want to know that. Like, why is our ID or... our 2257 and our paperwork not good enough? Why does it have to be?
I'm about to explain that to you. I'm about to break it down.
Identity.
Yeah.
Paranoid is me over here, okay? Yeah, like, yeah. What do you mean by social?
The reasoning why is because the 2257, people can understand, was a government form that is not a model release. Whoever made the 2257, my release and 2257, that's the wrong document. They're supposed to be two separate documents. You're not going to sign one. So that's one.
Because I love the fact that they ask for IDs.
Yeah.
And fill out the paperwork. I love that. Yeah. I'd be sketched out if they didn't ask for mine.
But see, the thing of it is, if MasterCard and Visa never wanted you to give up your company records, which means your 2257 my release form for all those miles of your company records. The only time you're supposed to pull that out is when you get a DMCA notification, meaning that someone said that ain't your shit. MasterCard said, we never said that we need an ID from everybody that you fucked. We just need the ID and verification of the person that you are paying that check to, the person that has the account on OnlyFans. Because think about it. OnlyFans ain't sending checks to everybody that you film with unless they got an account.
No, it sends it to me because whoever has the video posted is who the money goes to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're responsible.
Yeah. So they wanted the person with the profile verified, not the people in the scenes. What happened was OnlyFans, Christopher Sale and them, saw another way to make money. Oh, we can get all these motherfuckers to give us all these 2257 mile release forms, IDs, social security number. Guess what we could do? We could sell them to advertisers. Because have y'all not noticed that when you started doing OnlyFans and porn, you start getting a lot of spam email and phone calls? Did you not notice?
That's where the fucking
problem. If you notice, when you start OnlyFans,
because you write your phone number and you write your email. But can't someone steal your identity like that with just your social security number? And then you turn in pictures of front and back of your ID. Oh my God. And then now AI is making fake profiles of people.
See, there you go.
What?
There you go. I go down a rabbit hole. And the reason why they're able to get away with this, because these companies are not US based. If you notice, Loyal Fans, who else? And Model Central are the only with Model Central because they are a hosting platform for actual websites. So they don't have profiles. But you know, Loyal Fans don't ask for all their ID. All they want is to verify the person that owns the account. They ain't worried about IDs unless you're getting tagged. Unless you're getting tagged by DMCA. You feel me? But the reason why? Because they're American-based. many businesses in Canada. So that's why they ain't got to take a 2257. Because they're in Canada.
Do they do age verification? Like,
yeah. Okay. I mean, they do that just because Xvideos is in Netherlands. And OnlyFans, they do have offices here, but they're based out of England. That's why they were able to change the paperwork and not accept 2257s. See? And think about this. Remember, they had this big to-do about Facebook, and they brought them up on the Capitol Hill, remember? About selling the advertisers and doing with people information. Guess who fell underneath the radar of that? Porn companies, those porn sites, porn hubs, all them places that want them IDs, government concerned about them because they care less. They want them gone anyway. So to them, they're not going to look at what they're doing with the information, nor are they going to question it because they don't want the sites up no way. So that's why I told people, I said, no, trust and believe, MasterCard, and his sad part, MasterCard and Visa said this in a statement. We're not asking for IDs and paperwork from every performer. We just want the IDs from the people that has the account on your profile. OnlyFans didn't give a shit about that because they were making too much. You think they made $1 billion off of just content? You know how hard it is to make $1 billion? Pornhub has never made $1 billion. Ever. You get what I'm saying? Think about that for a second. People don't think about it. You had Pornhub, never made $1 million. Minivids, never made $1 million in a year. They don't update, excuse me, they don't average yet. No, it was $1 billion, my bad. Pornhub never made $1 billion. Minivids, never made $1 billion. Clips for Sale, all these years, never made $1 billion. Funny how 1 year OnlyFans made $1 billion. You want to know how? 45% of that was the content.
And then, like, selling information?
Yeah, the rest, selling that information. Because them advertisers pay for that shit. Yeah. So, that's why I tell people, the future of our business is streaming and having a .com. Because even to the point where they're changing now, that shit, hell, boy-girl content, they don't want the boy-girl content hardly. Trust me, they want to be webcam and live cam based. That's what they're trying to get to. So we're not only being discriminated by people outside the industry. We be discriminated by the people that help us supposed to make fucking money.
But, like, why would you be mad if you're making money? Like, that's a lot of money that they're sleeping on.
Because, see, the reason why OnlyFans in particular want to be on Wall Street, they want to be publicly traded company. Unfortunately, they can't do that because they have sex workers on their platform that killed them for them. So what they're trying to do is, like, they couldn't do, like, Patreon, to where Patreon made it to where you got to go through hoops to load shit onto their platform as far as...
I was about to say, they keep changing the rules.
Yeah. So OnlyFans keep changing the rules to make it harder to make y'all voluntarily leave. And they bump you off here and there. They bump off some here and there. You know, period. So I've been told people, we're not supposed to be on OnlyFans. OnlyFans don't have a 2257. Lawyer fans do. There you go, baby. So, yes, and she, and didn't y'all enjoy her? I enjoyed her so much. That pretty ass smile. So, Miss Quinn, as you people know, she will be back. When we bring her back, she will come back to Prima Smoke Room so she can show off that nice booty, that wonderful body of hers. You know, and we can talk about some more good shit. So, Miss Quinn, can you tell everybody where they can spend that good money on you?
Mm-hmm. Have an OnlyFans. I have so many pay sites that it's like, I'm at the point where I'm telling people to just like go to Google and look up like Amy Quinn porn and the recognition. Because there's so many. It's like I'm on X videos, Hamster, Pornhub, Minibids.
Look, she even gave y'all a little sample of what y'all probably gonna see in the Premium Smoke Room. Hey, in the Premium Smoke Room, we gonna get her to take off the shirt for half the show that we're gonna work on. So, but y'all saw what can happen in the Premium Smoke Room. So go ahead and subscribe on Loyal Fans. $25.99 a month. It is definitely worth it. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. And like I said, it gets more provocative, more wilder, more crazy, more unpredictable. But you won't find out unless you subscribe. And guess what? You also get your questions answered by some of our guests, as well as a shout out. So go ahead, subscribe, and become a premium smoker today. So now that we're done and we done enjoyed Miss Quinn, you know what time it is, people. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience if you haven't learned anything? Smoke this over. Say goodbye to him, Miss Quinn.
Bye.